You're listening to Spin on Golf on WJR. Spin on Golf is sponsored by Rocket and the Rocket Classic. Coming to Detroit Golf Club July 30th through August 2nd. Visit rocketclassic.com for tickets and more information. Once again, live from the Cardinal at St. John's, home of the 2026 LIV Michigan Team Championship. Coming August 27th through the 30th, here are PGA professional Brian Cairns, PGA professional Jordan Young, and WJR Steve Courtney.
All right, my friends, welcome back into Spin on Golf here on 760 WJR. Again, happy Father's Day. Hope you're enjoying it. We are keeping you up to date on the 126th U.S. Open. Wyndham Clark is protecting that one-shot lead. He is on the 16th at minus four. Sam Burns is in the clubhouse. He is at three under. Tom Kim at two under. Then you've got Scottie Scheffler, JT Poston, and Keith Mitchell all at even par. And Scheffler is the only one that remains on the course. Meanwhile, this past Tuesday, you'll recall, we did a special edition of this year's program, Spit on Golf, from Boeing, as we were celebrating the Great Lakes Championship, part of the Epson Tour, played in the Pro-Am on Wednesday, had an absolute riot. And before we get to the Epson Tour news, because there is a lot of it, reminds me to update what took place on the LPGA Tour, the Meyer LPGA Classic for Simply Give. Blythefield Country Club in beautiful Belmont, Michigan, from Japan, Mayu Yamashita, was at 17 under. 3-foot putt on the first extra hole. She defeats the very talented Lottie Wode, who, by the way, missed a 3-foot par putt to close regulation. So a lot of excitement there, as well as on the Epson Tour. And
not, you know, a whole lot of, not a whole lot of break on that green, is there?
Nah, not a whole lot.
No.
Somebody just made a big putt for birdie. Wyndham Clark, now 2-shot lead.
What a way to ruin Father's Day.
That doesn't make you happy at all.
Big fist pump. Big fist pump.
You know what? He shows some emotion, doesn't he? Mm-hmm. Wyndham Clark. Meanwhile, the 15th annual Island Resort Championship is returning to one hell of a venue, Sweetgrass Golf Club, this summer. As a matter of fact, it's coming up right around the block. We are going to talk about it. So happy to have with us Tony Mancilla, the general manager of Island Resort and Casino. Tony, how are you? Welcome to Spin on Golf. Happy Father's Day, if it applies.
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Tony, I'm going to let you know, full disclosure, I've been at your amazing establishment a few times. I cannot say enough good things about Sweetgrass. Always so very well maintained. You got a wonderful staff there, and you're going to be seeing a lot of good golf via the 15th annual Island Resort Championship. Tell us about it.
Yeah, well, I appreciate the kind words. Yeah, it's our 15th event. We're excited to host it. As you know, every year is different. It always depends on the weather, but the players get better every year. We just seem to see the quality of the play go up every year, and we're excited to host it for the 15th time.
And also, and this is so very cool, the Epson Tour's three Michigan tournaments, and that's an amazing story in of itself, have once again partnered with the Michigan Economic Development Corporation to continue the Pure Michigan Cup. That was launched just last year, 2025, up for grabs an additional $20,000 in bonus money. It encompasses the three-point earners after the three successive Michigan tournaments, the Firekeepers Casino Hotel Championship, the Great Lakes Championship that was just completed, and, of course, the Island Resort Championship at Sweetgrass. Tony, that's good stuff right there.
Yeah, we really appreciate, the MEDC for doing that. You know, they're always promoting golf, and as you know, Michigan has the third highest number of golf courses in the United States. And not only that, it's high-quality golf. You know, wherever you go in the state, you can find great, great golf. They actually, you know, put their muscle and their promotions behind the women's tour, and we really appreciate that.
Tony, Jordan Young here. I was at the Epson event, the Great Lakes Championship. They put on a great show. I was there Tuesday until late last night, and you know, there's some good young talent. There's some good amateurs that have turned professional recently. Watch them play. You know, Mega Ghani started with a 76 and then came back with a, I think, 67. Hope you're getting a chance to get out there and see some of these young players. But I think it was a great product. Steve, you were there. You played in the Pro-Am.
Yeah.
You had a little bit of heat on you on number six when I was kind of watching to see if you were going to have the over or the under on lost golf balls at 3.5. But
what'd we do?
Let's just say he lost a few balls, Tony. I have not played Sweetgrass, but
I lost four. What's the big damn deal?
If Steve's coming up there, I want you to set that number. Is it going to be over 4.5 or under 4.5?
No, I have played Sweetgrass quite a few times, and I love it, and I shoot very well there.
Okay,
Tony. But more importantly, you being around the Epson Tour as you have. And it's important to note, again, that the Epson Tour is the step below the LPGA Tour. Mm-hmm. These gals love the game. They've got so much passion for it. They want to get back to the LPGA Tour. Some have played there for a couple of years, like my pro in the Pro-Am last Wednesday, Kira. But the stories are amazing, Tony, and I'm sure you've heard, because it takes a little bit of dough to do what they do. And, you know, they're there week in and week out. It's amazing.
Yeah, you got to have it all to be a professional golfer. You got to have the talent and, you know, the ability, the drive. But you do have to have some financial backing and a little bit of luck. You're playing against 143 other players that are just like you, you know. So it really takes a lot to, you know, 15 will automatically get their card, and probably another 25 will get to the LPGA through Q School this year. So a third of the field, you know, 28% of the field is going to be on the LPGA next year. So, I mean, 33% of the field is going to be on the LPGA. So I always tell folks, this is the first, probably the only chance you'll get to see a lot of these players, you know, the ones that really stand out. So good event, and, you know, it's good that you're able to see them up close and see how they do things.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Well, and with the Island Resort Championship, Tony, first of all, these players are treated to amazing amenities, because the Island Resort / Casino, an incredible venue. And then if they haven't played Sweetgrass yet, it is always meticulous. The staff up there takes wonderful care of it. And the players, and I'm sure many have played it before, and they look forward to it. I know that. But if it is their first time, they're going to have rave reviews, I'm sure, Tony.
Well, I appreciate that. I always tell people it's like playing a private country club. It's always in top-notch shape. For the players, I believe this is the only event they go to all year where they can park their car, stay at the hotel, the convention center is attached, the golf course is only a pitching wedge away. They don't ever have to drive, and for them, they drive a lot of miles all across the country, so it's a unique stop for them in a lot of aspects.
Now, the tournament itself at your fine establishment, Tony, underway, of course, Friday, but I'm sure there's I played in the Pro-Am up there at your fine establishment a couple times, and all that going on this week. Busy week for you, Tony.
Yeah, we like having the Pro-Ams, because we get to have our business partners come in once a year, and we get to see them face-to-face and reconnect. And a lot of the people in town that are, you know, golf people get to come out. So it really brings our community together for a week, and it's really the kickoff for the rest of the summer.
Tony, my friend, thank you so very much for joining us. I know it's going to be a great week for you. Look forward to seeing you soon, my friend.
I appreciate it.
All right, Tony Mancilla, yeah. General Manager, Island Resort and Casino, with us here on Spin on Golf. By the way, Wyndham Clark trying to put the finishing touches on a U.S. Open Championship win. We'll keep you posted as we continue with Spin on Golf on 760 WJR.